This year, we have the convergence of Erev Pesach falling out on Shabbos. This is a relatively rare phenomenon, and it is quite complex halachically. It impacts many areas of halacha, but most prominently and most relevantly for the average person is it impacts what we can use for our Shabbos meals. We know that every Shabbos, we have three meals, shalosh sudos, which are obligatory, or at least ideally, in the third case of the third meal, then it consists of bread or challah, hamotzi. What are we going to do for hamotzi with the three Shabbos meals this coming Shabbos? On the one hand, chametz is a real issue. First of all, from a strictly halachic perspective, at the fourth hour on Erev Pesach, chametz becomes prohibited. So by that time on Shabbos morning this week, year, we will not be able to have chametz. So yes, it's true, you could have chametz, regular challah, for your Friday night meal. You could have an early lunch Shabbos morning and have chametz. But it would be a problem of having shalashudas in the afternoon when by then for sure chametz is prohibited. Moreover, there is the practical and pragmatic concern that some people, for understandable reasons, might not want to have chametz anywhere in their house on an Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos, because they're nervous about crumbs and other such things. How are they going to make sure that the house doesn't get all chametz stick? Plus, how are they going to remove and disperse and destroy any leftover chametz at the time of biur? If you have any chametz stick kalim, how would you clean those on Shabbos? So there are a lot of practical issues about having chametz around, as well as the strictly halachic issue that by the fourth hour on Shabbos morning, you can't have chametz around halachically. What about matzah? So matzah, according to the Talmud Yerushalmi in Masechet Pesachim in the 10th parak, is prohibited midrabanan. There's a rabbinic prohibition of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. The question is, when does that prohibition begin? The Ramah rules that, with the view in the Rishonim, that the prohibition does not begin until the morning on Erev Pesach, dawn this year on Shabbos. So if you accept the Ramah, so then at least for the Friday night meal, you would be able to have regular chal and chametz. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein actually has a chiddush in one of his tshuvos, and others accept this as well, that he thinks that even Friday night, even Erev Pesach at night, one cannot have matzah. So if you accept the straight and plain reading and ruling of the Ramah, chametz could help you, it seems like, matzah. Matzah could help you for the Friday night meal. If you accept Rav Moshe and others, then you can't use matzah for any of the three meals. So we have both halachic and practical problems, both with chametz and with matzah. The question is, where does that leave us for the shalosh sudos this Shabbos? So one solution is to use a completely different alternative, and that is egg matzah, colloquially known. The Gemara talks about what's called matzah ashira, which, to be very precise in the defining of our terms, rich man's quote-unquote matzah. It means that instead of using water with the flour, you use some other liquid such as wine, oil, honey, fruit juices, things like that. But there's no water, it's just this quote-unquote nicer, richer liquid binder with the flour. You cannot use matzah ashira at the Seder. We know, as we say in the Haggadah, matzah is a lechem oni, it's poor man's bread. So you can't use it for the Seder, therefore it should be permissible to be eaten on Erev Pesach. Moreover, there's a big discussion in the Rishonim if egg matzah is even possible, potentially, even theoretically capable of becoming chametz. And the Shulchan Aruch rules with the view that egg matzah cannot become chametz. Well, if that's the case, then it is an ideal solution this year on Shabbos, on Erev Pesach. On the one hand, it's not really matzah, it can't be used at a Seder. On the other hand, it's not chametz. And therefore, it would seem to thread the needle and be an ideal solution. And in fact, as we shall see, many do advocate using egg matzah. The problem is that the Ramah rules that we generally, as Ashkenazim at least, avoid egg matzah anytime on Pesach and even Erev Pesach if we can, because we are worried maybe it could become chametz. And therefore, unless someone is really old or sick and can't swallow or digest regular matzah, this apparently is easier to digest. It's softer, but for most people, we actually don't use egg matzah. The question is, what about on Erev Pesach? So, in a very surprising ruling, there are more rules that the minhag of Ashkenazim is not to use egg matzah anytime on Erev Pesach. If you accept this ruling of the Ramah, egg matzah is out. If you're a Sfaradi and you follow Shulchan Aruch, egg matzah is back in. However, there are some Ashkenazi poskim, including the Aruch HaShulchan initially and others since then, who have ruled that you should be able to use egg matzah, and they explain the Ramah's comment in a way that we don't have time to discuss now, but they actually say even Ashkenazim could use egg matzah, at least, as Rav Moshe rules, Feinstein rules, until the fourth hour, until the same amount of time you could use chametz, you could also use egg matzah. According to this view, you could for sure use egg matzah Friday night, and maybe even for any meals you have on Shabbos morning. Rav Hirschel Schechter is of the view that you can actually use egg matzah for all three meals, including Friday night, Shabbos morning, and even later in the afternoon, until the 10th hour in the day, very close to sunset on Shabbos, late in the afternoon. Then already you should stop having any heavy food, including things like egg matzah. But other than that, Rav Schechter thinks you could use egg matzah. So for according to Rav Schechter, you have an easy solution, egg matzah for all three meals. According to Rav Moshe and others, you could use egg matzah, perhaps, but only at night or very early on Erev Shabbos. That's one solution. Or 1A and 1B, either using egg matzah for only some of the meals, or according to Rav Schechter, using egg matzah for all of the meals. A second solution is carefully eating chametz, and that is what the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, that is the simple reading of his recommendation, that at least at night and morning you should have chametz, and just be very careful not to have crumbs going over the house. Any leftover chametz can be disposed, either by being crumbled up, thrown down the toilet, flushed down the toilet, and that would solve that problem. So at least for Friday night and Shabbos morning, we have two viable solutions, for sure. One is egg matzah, and the other is carefully eating and disposing of chametz. And I mentioned that according to some, you could even use egg matzah until later in the day, and according to Rav Schechter, you can use egg matzah all day. A third and final factor to consider is the issue of shalashuddas. Shalashuddas, which we eat all year round, every Shabbos, does not have to be hamotzi, or bread, or even mazonos, although it's ideally so, but it has to be something, either meat, fish, fruit, and ideally something like bread. So, moreover, it's also ideally eaten in the second half of the day, after noon, after the sixth and a half hour of the day. So it's pretty much impossible to have the ideal food at the ideal time this Shabbos. And therefore, other solutions or compromises are mentioned. Either some people have the less ideal food at the ideal time, they finish their two main meals early in the morning, and then later in the afternoon, which is the ideal normal time for shalashuddas, they'll have fruit, vegetables, or something like that. That's one option. Alternatively, what's become very popular is a suggestion from the Rishonim mentioned by the Mishnah Berura of waking up very early on Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos and having two meals before the end of the fourth hour, dividing them and being able to finish that way. And that is another way of getting all three meals as well.